So I'll be talking about the interpretational observations of iron line, which gets reflected from accretion disk in active galactic nuclei, particular Cepheid galaxies. So this picture shows the structure of the AGN. So there is a black hole and there is a accretion disk, and so it extends down to the innermost stable orbit, which is three gravitational radii for non-rotating black hole. And when we spin the black hole, it goes down to the horizon of the black hole, and so the matter slowly goes inside the accretion disk, spirals down, and then rapidly plunges to the black hole in the equatorial plane. And so there is some source of continuum X-rays above the disk in the corona, which may be some reconnection of magnetic fields, for example. And those X-rays illuminate the surface of the disk, and they get reflected from the surface. And they excite fluorescent lines. And those lines are seen. And the most prominent of those lines is the iron K-alpha line, transition from L to K level of electron, and its energy is 6.4 kilo electron volts. And it originates in a thin layer on the surface of the disk, in a layer of the thickness of about Thomson optical depth. And so the observations show a very broad profile of the line due to relativistic effects related to the orbiting of the matter around the black hole and gravitational redshift. So, what's happening? So we have here the disk, and here I presented the image, the redshift image of the disk. So the color here indicates the redshift or blue shift of photons emitted from the surface of the rotating disk. So the disk rotates this direction, so this moves toward us, it's blue shifted, this moves away from us, is redshifted, and there is a gravitational redshift here. And so now let's consider take a ring of a given radius in the disk and consider what the profile will get from a thin ring. If the ring is far away from gravitational radius, say 100 over gm over c squared, then the profile looks a double horn profile, and asymmetry is due to relativistic boosting effect. And then when the ring goes closer to the black hole, then those the horns move apart because the velocity becomes larger, and here we get two horns move distant apart, and at the distance 3 rs. So and the relative strength of the red horn goes down and blue goes up. And then when we move really close to the horizon of the black hole, and here is for a Kerr black hole, and I said RS is 2 gm over c squared, since it's less than that. So at, then it becomes totally, there is a whole redshift due to gravity of the whole profile, and it extends a very long red tail because of very close to horizon gets very strong redshift. So that's what's happening. An actual observed profile is an integral over all those rings with some unknown weights, which depends on illumination of a disk, where the sources are, either they're here or they may be on the center. It really depends. And so we get something like that picture. So I was performing simulations of ray tracing in a Kerr metric and developed it was a code for that purpose, and actual fairly general code which can do ray tracing in, for anything, not just disks, but any things. And so that's, for example, one of the images obtained from that ray tracing code. Is the image of a redshift, and the intensity is proportional to the cube of the redshift, so it's actual image of intensity also. And the disk rotates this way here, and that's around the Kerr black hole. And those dots, we also included additional Doppler shift due to turbulence in the disk, because disk accretion, there is some turbulence, so we assume turbulence, and there is that additional dots here. And they get distorted in the horizon, and that's effects of general relativity distortion of the dots here, of the spots, spots. And that's 30 degrees inclination angle with respect to plane of the disk, so the, we look at 30 degrees with respect to perpendicular to the disk, and so we get the images of it. Now, I can get the line profiles from the disk. And here, line profiles, and when you include effect, solid line is from infinitely thin disk for different inclination angles of the disk. And when it includes the effect that there is a finite thickness of the disk and turbulence, you get it smoother, and it becomes more redshifted a little bit, and so that effect is shown by dotted lines here. That's from the thin disk. So we consider that model and did a lot of profiles of the thin. Observations are with ASCA satellite, and also appearing observation from Chandra satellite now. They give those profiles. And that's one of the best quality profiles of iron line. That's arrow bars here. And in different states, they show variability efforts, so they show different profiles. This one is averaged over many states. And in some state of that object, close by Seifert, it developed a long red tail. Profile developed long red tail. So the arrows is not very, very nice profile, so the arrows are quite large in observation. So then, in order to derive the effect on the idea is that the long red tails would tell us that the disk extends close to the horizontal black hole, and so it must be rotating. And so the question is now to if you see it, is can we prove it from observation with to convince ourselves that we indeed see it. And so there is question maybe that stuff which falls rapidly from the innermost stable orbit to the black hole itself, can it produce also a red tail? And the answer is no, because it would show also an absorption feature here, which is not seen in the data. And that was shown by Jan and Fabian in that article. So if you see a red tail, it's pretty much that is due to Kerr black hole, not some stuff free-falling from the innermost stable orbit. And now we... The profile itself depends on how you illuminate the disk, but the position of edges of the line, it's determined only by kinematics of material and potential. And so I looked at the position of the edges in those profiles, and the main problem was how I would identify the position of the edges. So I did some Monte Carlo fitting and determined the error, how I derive the error of the position of the edges of the line. And, I can't go into detail of it, but that's I'm getting. Now I plot them. I take the position of the edge, and here dots here is in a plot of G min, G max is the ratio of maximum edge and minimum edge, two numbers there, and normalized by 6.4 kiloelectron volt energy. So and I put dot here and arrow bar, and those lines are. This line is what G min, G max, maximum, minimum redshift would be from different from the ring of the same radius, but inclined. From a given inclination, like here 15 degrees, 0 degrees, more and more inclination, but different radius of the ring. So I move the ring, and this is very far away, and I move it close, and I get different numbers. And these lines are the given radius of the ring, but I incline different angle. And so I get long disk curve. And then I put my dot, and it means, since it's observable, there must be emission coming from that region of the space. And I put that thing. And that allows us to give an estimate for the inclination angle, that it must be larger than, for example, like I take this thing. So the inclination angle must be larger than described this by this curve. It means larger by 30 degrees. And then, since I know 30 degrees, so I take that curve, and I take this point, and then I project it here, and I see the radius, and the radius is 4.5 RG, so, and it's below the minimum of stable orbit for Schwarzschild black hole, which is 6 RG. And then I conclude, so it must be rotating, and it's independent on how you illuminated this, so it's a robust conclusion that it must be rotating. And so the conclusions of that is of such type of analysis is that this Seyfert object must have at least a to the m rotation parameter, this number 0.26, so must be rotating. So we actually see from that line profiles that the black holes are rotating, and that's one of those conclusions. And it also can put some restriction on inclination angle of the disk, and I listed here, but it's less relevant to talk. And so, and that's the last transparency. That's basically what I said, that it allows us, that frequency extrema method allows to put a robust bound on a position of the emitting region in the accretion disk, inclination angle, and we considered also a turbulent model when we change the thickness of the disk and turbulence, and still we cannot avoid that it, the emission should be below the minimum stable orbit. And that's it, thank you.
So your line profiles are quite sharp at the high frequency end, but much less sharp at the low frequency end. So I presume that means you can measure G max with rather good precision and the D and M much more poorly.
Yeah, that's right. That's reflected in the errors.
It's the core definition
that that limit is a best fit for the red edge, best fit, and the conclusion that A must be larger than zero is at 2 sigma level. But 0.26 is a point inside those arrow ellipses. Yeah, taking into account errors of that red edge is goes not sharp. There are errors there that you can do at fitting, and how was exactly done? I took statistical errors, and I modeled I did Monte Carlo simulation. So I modeled data assuming Gaussian distribution with a given sigma. And I fitted them with a polynomial model, and I fitted with a nonlinear model of like edge, rough edge coming in here, and polynomial, and I find distribution of edges, and I get to those distribution. I calculate sigma, 67%, 95% contour confidence, and I plotted there those circles for 95% contour swing to sigma.
When you say you did Monte Carlo simulation in the data set, did you actually take a model and run it through the response of the instrument, or did you just make the data points and give them the Gaussian?
Yeah. I took them from published articles, the data. They meant that I didn't run through actual response matrix. But the width of it is 100 electron volt, and that's about one sigma error of that of my determinational edges. So it's not a larger mistake. So it's within my error, so determination of positional edges.